When Dawn with her lovely locks brought on the third day, then stepping the masts and hoisting white sails high, we lounged at the oarlocks, letting wind and helmsman keep us true on course. And now, at long last, I might have reached my native land unscathed. But just as I doubled my Lear's cape, a tide rip and the north wind drove me way off course, careering past Cythera. 9 whole days I was borne along by rough deadly winds on the fish-infested sea. Then on the 10th our squadron reached the land of the lotus-eaters, people who eat the lotus, mellow fruit and flower. We disembarked on the coast, drew water there, and crewmen snatched a meal by the swift ships. Once we'd had our fill of food and drink, I sent a detail ahead, 2 picked men and a 3rd, a runner, to scout out who might live there, men like us, perhaps, who live on bread. So off they went, and soon enough they mingled among the natives, lotus-eaters. Lotus-eaters who had no notion of killing my companions, not at all. They simply gave them the lotus to taste instead. Any crewman who ate the lotus, the honey-sweet fruit, lost all desire to send a message back, much less return. Their only wish to linger there with the lotus-eaters, grazing on lotus. All memory of the journey home dissolved forever. But I brought them back to the hollow ships and streaming tears. I forced them, hauled them under the rowing benches, lashed them fast, and shouted out commands to my other steady comrades. Quick, no time to lose, embark in the racing ships, so none could eat the lotus, forget the voyage home. They swung aboard at once, they sat to the oars in ranks, and in rhythm churned the water white with stroke on stroke. From there we sailed on, our spirits now at a low ebb, and reached the land of the high and mighty Cyclops, lawless brutes, who trust so to the everlasting gods they never plant with their own hands or plough the soil. Unsown, unploughed, the earth teems with all they need, wheat, barley, and vines, swelled by the rains of Zeus to yield a big full-bodied wine from clustered grapes. They have no meeting place for council, no laws either. No, up on the mountain peaks they live, in arching caverns, each a law to himself, ruling his wives and children, not a care in the world for any neighbour. Now a level island stretches flat across the harbour, not close inshore to the Cyclops coast, not too far out, thick with woods where the wild goats breed by hundreds. No trampling of men to start them from their lairs, no hunters roughing it out on the woody ridges stalking quarry ever raid their haven. No flocks browse, no ploughlands roll with wheat, unploughed, unsown forever, empty of humankind. The island just feeds droves of bleating goats. For the Cyclops have no ships with crimson prows, no shipwrights there to build them good trim craft that could sail them out to foreign ports of call, as most men risk the seas to trade with other men. Such artisans would have made this island too a decent place to live in. No mean spot. It could bear you any crop you like in season. The water meadows along the low foaming shore run soft and moist, and your vines would never flag. The land's clear for ploughing. Harvest on harvest a man could reap a healthy stand of grain. The subsoil's dark and rich. There's a snug deep water harbour there, what's more. No need for mooring gear, no anchor stones to heave, no cables to make fast. Just beach your keels right out the days, till your shipmate's spirit stirs for open sea and a fair wind blows. And last, at the harbour's head, there's a spring that rushes fresh from beneath a cave, and black poplars flourish round its mouth. Well, here we landed, and surely a god steered us in through the pitch-black night. Not that he ever showed himself, with thick fog swirling round the ships, the moon wrapped in clouds, and not a glimmer stealing through that gloom. Not one of us glimpsed the island, scanning hard, or the long combers rolling us slowly toward the coast, not till our ships had run their keels ashore. Beaching our vessels smoothly, striking sail, the crews swung out on the low shelving sand, and there we fell asleep, awaiting dawn's first light. When young Dawn with her rose-red fingers shone once more, we all turned out intrigued to tour the island. The local nymphs, the daughters of Zeus himself, flushed mountain goats so the crews could make their meal. Quickly we fetched our curved bows and hunting spears from the ships, and, splitting up into 3 bands, we started shooting, and soon enough some god had sent us